From WTIP News, this is the North Shore Weekend News Roundup. I'm Jay Anderson, and here are some of the stories we've been following this week. The Cook County Sheriff's Office states in the last 3 weeks there has been an influx of property damage reports in the Grand Marais area. There have been 9 separate incidents reporting the following damages: graffiti at a water tower, skateboard park, and school baseball field, vandalized equipment at the recreation park, broken windows at the community center and high school, and broken vehicle windows in town. The method of breaking windows has usually been thrown rocks. The graffiti has been profanities and, quote, sulfide, unquote, along with a picture of a fish. Sheriff says if you've got any knowledge about who might be committing these acts, please contact that office at 387-3030. 3 designated stream trout lakes in Cook County will be chemically rehabilitated to remove undesirable fish species and may be temporarily closed during treatment applications. Treatment of Kimball, Mink, and Boys Lakes will begin the week of September 29th and should be completed by the end of that week. The rehabilitation is a joint project between the Minnesota Department of Natural Resources and Trout Unlimited. All 3 lakes will be treated with the selective fish toxicant, rotenone. The 3 lakes will be posted with informational and warning signs before, during, and following treatment. Treatments will be done aerially and are expected to kill all fish in the 3 lakes. Rotenone kills fish but is not toxic to birds or mammals at the concentrations used in these lakes. Rotenone detoxifies quickly, usually within 2 weeks. Swimming in or drinking treated water immediately after treatment is discouraged, and fish killed by rotenone should not be consumed. Stocking of trout in Kimball and Mink Lakes will resume in the spring of 2015, while Boys Lake may not be restocked until the fall of 2015. Kimball Lake will be stocked with rainbow trout yearlings and brown trout fingerlings. Mink Lake will receive rainbow trout yearlings and splake fingerlings, and Boys Lake will be restocked with brook trout fingerlings. Questions can be directed to Steve Persons at the DNR Fisheries Office in Grand Marais. That's 387-3056. The Department of Natural Resources has affirmed its decision to deny a permit to a researcher who gained fame by putting radio collars on black bears in northern Minnesota. In a decision announced Wednesday, DNR Administrator Kent Locusmo backed an administrative law judge who ruled in May that the state agency had the authority to refuse to renew Len Rogers' permit. The DNR cited concerns about public safety, conduct it considered unprofessional, and questions about the validity of Rogers' research. Locusmo's order says Rogers can continue to feed and interact with bears and conduct education, but he can't radio collar them without a permit. The DNR says Rogers can't place web cameras in the bear dens either. Rogers says he expected the decision and plans to appeal. The Obama administration announced a new 5-year plan for the Great Lakes on Wednesday that will accelerate efforts to address toxic pollution, invasive species, and farm runoff and restore plant and wildlife habitat. U.S. Environmental Protection Agency Administrator Gina McCarthy released the Great Lakes Restoration Initiative's action plan at a meeting of Great Lakes mayors in Chicago, saying it's a roadmap for federal agencies to target, quote, the biggest threats to the Great Lakes ecosystem. Congress has appropriated $1.6 billion since 2009 for the restoration effort. The updated plan continues work in core areas while addressing concerns about how well the program is meeting its objectives. The EPA coordinates the programs with support from 10 other federal departments. Efforts across the 8-state region have included removal of toxic sediments, rebuilding wetlands, and uprooting invasive plants. The program also has supported the fight to prevent aggressive Asian carp from reaching the lakes. The updated plan also says that new projects should consider climate change. For example, wetland plants and trees would be selected for suitability to warmer temperatures. Watershed restorations would be designed to handle more frequent and intense storms, which could cause heavier erosion and runoff. Scientists say a tiny but harmful snail species has taken up residence in the St. Louis River estuary. Doug Jensen of the University of Minnesota Sea Grant Program says the discovery of faucet snails marks a substantial range expansion for the invasive species. He says they're asking anglers, boaters, and waterfowl hunters within the estuary to be especially vigilant about cleaning their boats, waders, and other gear before leaving water accesses. Fawcett snails were first noted in Lake Superior in 2010 at Washburn, Wisconsin. They harbor parasites that can kill waterfowl. They've been blamed for the deaths of thousands of scaup and coots in the Lake Winnebogoches area of northern Minnesota. The Department of Natural Resources says they're also established in the Mississippi River near La Crosse, Wisconsin. More than 1,500 people have applied for licenses to hunt or trap wolves in Minnesota this fall. According to Dan Stark, large carnivore specialist for the Minnesota DNR at Grand Rapids, that total is up from about 13,000 last year, but down from about 26,000 in 2012, the first year of Minnesota's formal wolf season. This fall, the number of licenses available to hunters and trappers is 3,800. That's up from 3,300 last year. The state will allow 250 wolves to be killed before the season is closed, up from 220 last year. The state's wolf population is estimated at 2,423 and is considered stable by the DNR. An estimated 470 wolf packs roam the state's wolf range. The first 2014 hunting season will run November 8 through 23, concurrent with the firearms deer season in 100 series units. A second hunting and trapping season is set for November 29 through the 31st of January. The seasons will close early if harvest quotas are reached. Minnesota's wolves were removed from the federal protection under the Endangered Species Act in early 2012. You've been listening to the North Shore Weekend News Wrap-Up. To hear more from the WTIP News team and to check out the full versions of our stories, visit us at WTIP.org. For North Shore Community Radio, I'm Jay Anderson, wishing you a great weekend.